We have come to that time of year where we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. But what if Jesus had not come for Christmas? What if God the Father had canceled Jesus' coming for Christmas? What would have happened if Jesus had not come? I'll talk about that today as we take a look in the book.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in beautiful Irving, Texas. The pastor is the dynamic Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages on Christmas. Now get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. of Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving takes a look in the book.
You are the living word.
Let's get down on our knees and pray.
Let's get down
on our knees today.
Let's get down
on our knees and say.
Say that.
Christmas. look at John chapter 1, two verses out of John chapter 1. Verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Look down at verse 14. It says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." Hold your finger there, but go with me to John chapter 15. This is where my thought is taken from, out of John 15, verse 22. The Bible says, verse 22, "If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sinned, but now they have no excuse for their sin." Notice the first part of that verse. It says, "If I had not come." I want to talk to you on this subject. If Jesus had not come. If Jesus had not come. High five somebody and tell them, Pastor, going to talk about it. If Jesus had not come. If Jesus had not come. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a Christmas story that centers around the cries of Christmas. Santa had gotten a bad weather report that it was gonna be bad weather on Christmas Eve. As a result, he was gonna have to cancel Christmas. He was gonna have to cancel Christmas because there was gonna be a snowy blizzard. And he was not gonna be able to make it through this snowy blizzard. As a result, he had to cancel Christmas. When he shared this news with Miss Claus and all of the other elves, they was sorry to hear the news that Santa was going to have to cancel Christmas. Miss Claus said, "You know, the kids been so good this year. We wanted to give them a lot of toys, and the kids are expecting a lot of presents. Girls are expecting a lot of tea sets and dolls, Barbie dolls and Ken. Boys are expecting a lot of Xboxes and a lot of the other toys, PlayStation 3. I'm putting the Tim Wilbert version in there now. A lot of the adults are expecting the Wii. We won't be able to get them a lot of the presents. Some of the folks are wanting plasma and televisions. I won't be able to make the delivery. I know that the postman can, you know, can try to get there, rain, sleet, shine, and snow, but I'm not going to be able to make it, so we're going to have to cancel Christmas." Now, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a fairy tale. But the Christmas story is not a fairy tale. The story about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, about God becoming flesh and dwelling among us, it's not a fairy tale. It is a real, actual story that took place in time and history. But what if Jesus had not come? What if, for some unapparent reason, the Father, if I can use my imagination, got a report there in heaven, and he looked over the report, and he changed his mind about sending Jesus? He called Jesus into the throne room and said, "Jesus, I hate to disappoint you. I know you was getting all excited about putting on a man suit and going down there as a baby and living there for 33 years on the planet. But Jesus, we're going to have to cancel out your reservation there in that stable. As a matter of fact, I've already called Gabriel back in. I don't want him to go there and tell Zachariah that Elizabeth is going to have a baby. There's not going to be no John the Baptist. I've already notified him. He don't have to go down there and talk to Mary that she's going to be pregnant. No, it's not going to be no Mary pregnant. I've already notified him that he don't need to go over there and talk to Joseph. No. And so, Jesus, now I'm notifying you we're going to have to cancel Christmas. What would have happened if we would have canceled Christmas? As a matter of fact, somebody said, "Pastor, you done fell off the cuckoo truck this morning. You know there ain't no such thing." Well, right here in our text, John 15 and 22, Jesus was the one that even raised the possibility. He said, "If I had not come," there was a possibility that he could not have come. See, we take Christmas for granted. See, we, all our lives, we've been celebrating Christmas, but there could have been a possibility that Christ may not have ever came. What if Christ would not have came for Christmas? What are those major things that we would have missed if Jesus would not have come for Christmas? What if the crisis of Christmas would have been an actual crisis of Christmas, where they had to cancel Christmas? What major things would we have missed if Jesus would not have come? Can I give you three major things? There's a whole lot of things I could give you, but can I give you three major things this morning? The first thing, there would not be any salvation. There would be no salvation if Jesus had not come. Look with me over here. Hold your place right there. Look with me over here to 1 John. Just turn all the way to the end of your Bible over there at Revelation. Then bag back four of the books. Bag back past Jude. Bag back past 3 John. Bag back past 2 John until you come to 1 John. Look at what the Bible says in John, 1 John chapter 3, verse number 8. It says, are you with me, Bible way? It says, the one who practices sin is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. Ever since he's been on this planet, he's been doing one thing, sinning. The Bible says, the Son of Man appeared for this purpose, that he might destroy the work of the devil. Why did Jesus show up? He showed up so that he could destroy the work of the devil. What is the work of the devil? The devil is in the sin business. The devil is in the business to cause mankind to sin. And ever since Adam and Eve sinned, all of us have been sinning as well. The devil is in the sin business. Jesus appeared to put the devil out of business. The devil needs to be put out of business. See, how do you know a child of God from a child of the devil? Right here in the text, see, the Bible lets us know that a child of the devil practices sin. A child of God practices righteousness. If you want to know who family you're in, what do you practice? If you're practicing sin, in other words, if your life is characterized by bad habits, then the Bible lets us know you're still in the devil family. Or you may be in church, but you're still in the devil family.
If when people look at you, sin come to their mind, then that lets us know you got a characteristic of sin in your life. Oh, the devil showed up in order to perform his sin, and he has been doing that ever since he showed up on this earth. And he's got man to buy into his sin business. Somebody in there may say, you know, I'm glad Jesus did show up, because things are a little bit different. It sure is. It's a whole lot different. Because, see, if Jesus had not come, see, we think the world is bad now. It would be just like it was back in the days of Noah. The thing that was characteristic of the days of Noah was it was characterized by sin. As a matter of fact, God says every time I look down on the planet, everybody seemed to be sinning continually. Every thought that seemed like it comes in man's mind is a sin thought. The Bible says they was marrying and was given in marriage. In other words, a man will see a woman, take a woman, lay down with a woman, put her away, see another woman, take a woman, lay down with her, and then put her away. See a woman, take a woman, lay down with the woman, put her away. See a woman, take a woman, lay down with the woman, and put her away. And God said, what I need to do, I just need to mop them all off and start all over again. If Jesus had not come, that's the kind of world that we would be in today. If Jesus had not come. In other words, we would not be saved from the power of sin. Sin would be running rampage in our lives. You know, Flip Wilson said, the devil made me do it. If Jesus had not come, that would be a true statement in all our lives. We could easily say, the devil made me do it. We could use the devil as an excuse for sin. But Jesus said in John 15, 22, because I done showed up, you know what sin is now. Now you look gonna have no excuse about sin. You know, if Jesus had not come, we would not be saved from the presence of sin. You know, when Adam and Eve, when they sinned, from that time on, there had been pain and suffering. See, there wasn't no pain and suffering before Adam and Eve sinned. Have you ever thought about that? They didn't have no headaches, no backaches. Adam never could tell his wife, baby, I need to, you know, go in here and sit down because my back is hurt. Eve never could say to Adam, we can't do nothing tonight because I got a headache. Can I make it plain to you? There wasn't no such thing as no headaches and backaches, stomach aches, leg aches. All that stuff came about all because of sin. Jesus had not come, we would not ever escape the presence of sin. In other words, we would be trapped in these sin-infested, diseased bodies the rest of our lives. See, death is a good thing because it frees you from the presence of sin. That's why when a person dies, we ought to rejoice if they know Jesus, because there's not going to be any more backaches, no more leg aches, no more stomach aches, no more headaches. The Bible says the former things are passed away. But if Jesus had not come, you would leave this life in pain and suffering and enter the next life in more pain and suffering. In other words, if Jesus had not come, we would not be able to be saved from the penalty of sin. We would leave the pain and suffering in this life and go into a worse place of pain and suffering the rest of our life with no relief in sight. If Jesus had not come, then there would not be any salvation at all. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. death. And what do we mean by death? We're saying eternally separated from God. And that's a big thing when you are eternally separated from God. Because if you're separated from God, that means you're separated from him that is good. Because the Bible says God is good. You never will experience any goodness at all the rest of your life. If Jesus had not come, man would be totally lost. As a matter of fact, man would be so lost, he wouldn't know how to tell time. Jesus Christ, when he showed up, he helped us tell time. See, Jesus stands at the center of all history. History is based on Jesus Christ. Think about it. Jesus standing at the center of history. There's B.C. before Christ and A.D. after the death of Christ. If Jesus had not come, we would have no way of measuring time. A man would be in this world totally lost. And you know, our world is lost. You can see what's happening in our world today when you read the news and cut on the television, and you can see what's happening with all of these bailouts. You know, all these companies need a bailout, don't they? I mean, companies that we thought, man, you know we're in trouble when the banks say we're in trouble. We need some money. We about to go broke. When the bank starts talking about they need some bailout, we really in trouble. Yeah, when Citigroup talking about they need a bailout, Chase talking about they need a bailout, Bank of America talking about we need a bailout. Wells Fargo talking about we need a bailout. General Motors talking about they need a bailout. Chrysler talking about they need a bailout. Everybody say they need a bailout. That just feed in with our whole world. Our whole world is in need of a bailout. See, God the Father saw that a long time ago, and that's why he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He sent him down here to bail us out. But if Jesus had not come, there would not be no bailout for man. There wouldn't be no salvation. But secondly, there wouldn't be no sanctification. There wouldn't be no sanctification if Jesus had not come. We would just have to stay messed up from the flow up if Jesus had not. Can I be frank with you this morning? Turn back over here to St. John chapter 16. Look at what the Bible says, John 16, verse number 7. Are you with me, Bible way? Look at what he says. Verse 7, Jesus is talking. He says, but I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, the King James Bible say, the comforter shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning three things: sin and righteousness and judgment. Jesus says, y'all are crying because I'm getting ready to leave, but it's to your advantage that I leave. But what if he never came in order to leave? See, Jesus says here, it's to your advantage that I leave, because if I leave, I can send to you the Holy Spirit. See, when Jesus came to this earth, he could only be at one place at one time. But Jesus says, it's going to be to your advantage that I leave, because if I leave, I can send you a person that can be with you wherever you're at all the time.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word.
If you would like a copy of the message that you've just heard in its entirety, call the church office now at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write to Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, 75062. You're also invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.
night.